Anjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balara, Krishna Balara, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nittai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribol.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नमचय श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा शिवास्ती गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन मथुरा मायापुर धाम की नवद्वीप जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Mishtaya Bhutale Shri Taradana Swami Tinam Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna. I sincerely want to thank each and everyone who is here and who is online. It is quite an intimidating experience in Alachua. There are so many senior devotees here. So many years of devotional service, sincere devotional service. So my humble obeisances to all of you. I earnestly seek blessings of each and every one of you so that we can discuss in alignment with Srila Prabhupada's teachings and we can all benefit from this morning Srimad Bhagavatam discussion. Thank you very much again. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्लीज सिंग विथ मी। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। मम ज्ञानत्रिमिदन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 20 कॉन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन मैत्रेया एंड विदुरा। किमन टेक्स्ट 4 किमन पृच्छन मैत्रेयम् विरजास्तीर्थसेवया उपगम्य कुशावर्त आसीनं तत्ववित्तममं किमन्व पृच्छन मैत्रेयं विरजास्तीर्थसेवया उपगम्य कुशावर्त आसीनं तत्ववित्तमं तत्ववित्तममम् Anyone else? Okay. I also want to seek one quick minute of prayer request from Mohan family in Trinidad. Their dad, Radhesham Mohan, is very sick. So please pray for him. And also one more prayer request is Mother Madhumati, for her ears also please pray that she can hear us. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So, synonym and translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kim, what, Anva Prichat, inquired, Maitreyam, from the sage Maitreya, Virajaha, Vidura, who was without material contamination, Tirtha Sevaya, by visiting sacred places, Upagamya, having met, Kushavarte, at Kushavarta, Haridwar or Haridwar, Ashinam, who was abiding, Tattvavit, Tamam, the foremost knower of the science of spiritual life. In translation, please say it with me. Vidura was purified of all passion by wandering in sacred places, and at last he reached Haridwar, where he met the great sage who knew the science of spiritual life. and he inquired from him. Shaunaka Rishi therefore asked, what more did Vidura inquire from Maitreya? Purport. It's a long purport, so I just... Here the words Virajas, Tirtha Sevaya, refer to Vidura, who was completely cleansed of all contamination by traveling to places of pilgrimage. In India, there are hundreds of sacred places of pilgrimage, of which Prayag, Haridwar, Vrindavan, and Rameshwaram are considered principal. After leaving his home, which was full of politics and diplomacy, Vidura wanted to purify himself by traveling to all the sacred places, which are so situated that anyone who goes there automatically becomes purified. This is especially true in Vrindavan. Any person may go there, and even if he is sinful, he will at once contact an atmosphere of spiritual life and will automatically chant the names of Krishna and Radha. That we have actually seen and experienced. It is recommended in the Shastras that after retiring from active life and accepting the Vanaprastha, retired order, one should travel everywhere to places of pilgrimage in order to purify himself. Vidura completely discharged this duty, and at last he reached Kushavarta or Haridwar, where the sage Maitreya was sitting. So we'll pause here and discuss, because it's again, there are three long purports here. So here we are seeing that Virajas, like detachment, cleansing of all contamination. this is purification. We are discussing how Vidura was purified of all passion. And this can be our focus. Somebody was funnily mentioning that how we do devotional service in the mode of passion. You know, we are constantly, oh, I need to run here, I need to run there, and chanting hurriedly and stuff. So how do we cleanse ourselves of all this passion? And as reflecting on the previous classes, we have so many amazing jewel-like speakers, Bhagavatam speakers here at Alachua. And each and every one class, you can find something that will stay with you forever. Like Akuti Prabhu was mentioning a few days ago. How do we get rid of this passion, right? So she was saying how we temples usually have a great morning program. I mean, Alachua is very famous all over the U.S. People join in. Temple webcam is great. Darshan is amazing. But she said, then we can also have something for the evening. And that's ISKCON sandwich. Have a program in the morning, have a program in the evening. And that's why I guess we love Kartik here, because the program in the evening is so beautiful. And then nighttime we can have Krishna book to read. Then Ghanashyam Prabhu said something in his class on end-of-life care. He said that he reiterates every day that I am going to die soon. And when I heard that, I was like, what am I hearing? What is he saying? And he said that this is a good reminder for us to remain out of passion, is that, you know, we can really think about what is the meaning of life instead of running in the rat race. And I started saying this. I found it very useful. Other day in Pracharananda Prabhu's class, he was reminding us not to do prajalpa. How often we get caught into small things. We discuss people behind their back, or he also said, we argue for the sake of arguing. And he was going so deep there. Very nice class. Then Prahladananda Swami, he was asked one piece of advice to do better devotional service. And he said, I chant Hare Krishna mantra and I break up the mantra tone. I say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna. You know, he changes that speed and he changes the pronunciation, and that really helps him focus the mind. So, and I also found it, this one is very helpful tip. Then in another class, Nagaraj Prabhu was reading, and that was just this same chapter class, just a couple of days ago. And he focused on the point that Vidura's seminal father was Vyasadeva. And then it said, he was not less than Vyasadeva in any respect. So I'll repeat this because... So he was not less than Vyasadeva in any respect. And then he quoted Prabhupada, also mentioned that, you know, you are my disciples, so you can do equal amount of preaching. When someone said, Prabhupada, you are like 13th Mahajan, Prabhupada said, and you can be 14th Mahajan, you know. He has given us all the blessings, so we can get rid of this passion and try to follow in his footsteps the way he wants us to follow in his footsteps, you know. Do our maximum, to our maximum capacity. And did anybody find these notes useful? I found our classes are so nice and so full of wisdom. These are the ways to purify. So then how is Vidura purifying himself? By just walking, you know. It's not that he got evicted from his house, you know. It's not that he went bankrupt. It's not that his property taxes were so high that he decided, let me just leave the house. Did anybody get the property taxes bill recently? It's not any of those reasons. It's not that he went to gather troops against Dhritarashtra to attack him, right? It says Vidura did have a bow and arrow, so it's not that he left the house for that. It's not that he left the house just for 18 days till the war is over. And then I'll come back, you know, it's not that. So, some people here retire, buy a RV, go to the nature's park. That's also not his purpose. He didn't leave house for one day. He didn't leave house for 1 week. He didn't leave house for 1 year. He left for, anybody knows how many years? He was on the pilgrimage for 36 years. That's 36, 36 years. It's a long, long time. 1 minute, your emperor to the world, his consultant, his elder brother, which is practically being emperor. 1 minute you are that, and the next minute you voluntarily give up your home because Krishna was insulted there, and you go on this pilgrimage in such a way that nobody can recognize you. Not a single soul can recognize you. You don't talk to people because you don't want to be, you know, recognized. He was not seeking association of anyone else. And then later, he came to Prabhas and he met Uddhava. And then he inquired about Devaki and Kunti, and he's still walking. Mahabharata war is over, he knows that. But he still kept on walking. And I was thinking, let me read, you know, what is this so fascinating about walking in the pilgrimages, you know? And if you Google walking or pilgrimage walk, the first thing that comes up is Camino, walk the Camino. This is a Europe trip where the saints have walked, and it's 1.5 million people walked last year there. It's a 500-mile trail. You can do a small trail or a big trail. You can fly in there with a backpack and a suitcase, I guess. And you can walk with the backpack, and you can have someone deliver your suitcase. And you get a certificate in the end. And, you know, people are asked, why do you walk? You know, it's scenic, one of the reasons. Another reason, it's affordable for 30 euros you can roam around as much as, you know, in a day. You can actually have peace of mind. So many times you see nowadays the whole generation, they are on the computers, they are on the phone, they are like one-dimensional. They are present, but they are not present because they are more present in what's happening inside their phone. So it's good to take break from that, to find yourself, to find your rhythm, people walk. And a lot of time they find that they were carrying so much things in the backpack, thinking they were necessary, they slowly start getting rid of that stuff. Have you walked the Camino, Rhonda? Okay, I want to walk next year. So they start losing the baggage, which has two meanings. It's literally you start getting rid of some feelings that you were, resentments you were carrying. And it's a very exhilarating experience. Going back to Vidura, he didn't even have any ill feelings towards Dhritarashtra. Because of him, he was homeless. He didn't have anything. He was the best well-wisher of Dhritarashtra, it says. So why is Vidura walking? So we'll read the next purport, a part of the purport, and find out. So he met first the Maitreya. So that was a very nice association. And again, Vidura is referred to as Krishna's friend. Vidura is referred to as his Charana Upadhan, which means Krishna rested his feet on Vidura's lap like a cushion. So that's the Vidura we are talking about. Yeah? So the next paragraph is, another significant point is that one must go to sacred places not only to take bath there, but to search out great sages like Maitreya and to take instructions from them. If one does not do so, his traveling to places of pilgrimage is simply a waste of time. Narottam Das Thakur, a great acharya of the Vaishnava sect, has for the present forbidden us to go to such places of pilgrimage because in this age, the times having so changed, a sincere person may have a different impression on seeing the behavior of the present residents of the pilgrimage sites. He has recommended that instead of taking the trouble to travel such places, one should concentrate his mind on Govinda, and that will help him. Of course, to concentrate one's mind on Govinda in any place is a path meant for those who are the most spiritually advanced. It is not for ordinary persons. Ordinary persons may still derive benefit from traveling to holy places like Prayag, Mathura, Vrindavan, and Haridwar. And the last paragraph. It is recommended in this verse that one find a person who knows the science of God, or a Tattvavit. Tattvavit means one who knows the absolute truth. There are many pseudo-transcendentalists, even at places of pilgrimage. Such men are always present, and one has to be intelligent enough to find the actual person to be consulted. Then one's attempt to progress by traveling to different holy places will be successful. One has to be freed from all contamination, and at the same time, he has to find a person who knows the science of Krishna. Krishna helps a sincere person. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Prasade, Paya Bhakti Lata Bicha, by the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, one attains the path of salvation, devotional service. If one sincerely searches for spiritual salvation, then Krishna, being situated in everyone's heart, gives him the intelligence to find a suitable spiritual master. By the grace of a spiritual master like Maitreya, one gets the proper instruction and advances in his spiritual life. So, I would say that Vidura was traveling to meet his spiritual master, Maitreya. Maitreya is a disciple of Parashar Muni, and Parashar Muni is the father of Vyasadeva. And we see that this is the significance of spiritual master, is that he can really give us the, once we are, you know, he can give us the purity and path go to back to Godhead. And in this regard, I want to remember how Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the bank of Radhakund. And he didn't, Radhakund is so famous. So everybody says you must take bath in Radhakund, is the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, is the holiest of the places. Its glories are unlimited. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he met him at Radhakund, he didn't say, bring the whole world to Radhakund, like that, let them take bath, you know, let's do this pilgrimage. No. He said, if you have money, print the books. And in this regard, I would like to read a famous story of Radha Kund Devidasi. It's very famous. It has been said many times. So I'll read in brief. All my life, I have been trying to distribute Prabhupada's books, she writes, Radha Kund Devidasi. My cancer came, went away. My husband was beating hardships past. My children abandoned, and I haven't lost anything because every time she was distributing books. And then one person came to her, a Babaji. She thought he was nice, pure. And he said, do you want to get mercy of Radharani? And she said, yes. Then come to Radhakund every day. I will give you a mantra. And you will receive the most special mercy of Srimati Radharani, he said. And she started going every day to Radhakund. She stopped her book distribution. And then she goes, and then I received some amazing mercy. Srila Prabhupada came to me in a dream. He gave me a very stern look, and he said, let's go. And we left Krishna Balaram Mandir, we left Vrindavan, we arrived at Govardhan and then Radhakund. And then he started traveling to the bottom of Radhakund. There they are, Radhakund Devidasi, at the heart of Radhakund. And Srila Prabhupada was standing at a huge book table. Listen to this. And on that table, there were millions of his books in different languages. And there were millions of groaning, suffering souls with their hands outstretched and shouting, me, me. And Srila Prabhupada was standing single-handedly, distributing hundreds and thousands of his books. And everyone who received once stopped moaning, took a spiritual form, and left this world. Isn't this amazing? Isn't this so amazing that we, you know, it's Radhakund Bath, but what does it mean? It also means that we carry on this book distribution mission. And recently I was at Jacksonville Veg Fest, and I saw that, that people are waiting for this. Across the table, there was one lady. And we, you know, we were three of us, four of us standing there grabbing people to talk. She was losing her customers badly. And I thought she's, you know, it's natural that I just wanted to, I felt bad for her. And I said, I sent her a couple of people. And then I asked her, so this book, would you like it? She goes, yes. You know, I'm so glad I'm here today. I'm so glad I'm here today. She told me 2-3 times, just because she was just next to us. Nothing. She was losing her business. She was not making so much money. Hardly a couple of people stopped by. We were distributing 50 to 100 books, while 2-3 people stopped by at her booth, you know. And her thing was, something on earring was said that, believe in magic, think big. And I'm like, this is the perfection. She is witnessing Krishna magic. She's thinking big, that she got this book and she gave me $20 worth of popcorn and something else. I don't know what else she gave me for two books. two small books, four questions, and she was so touched that she got those books and it was her lucky day and she thinks big and this is the big thing happened in her life. There was another kid there, 7 years, 8 years old. And he was like, he posted his video on the Facebook. He was like, these are the four questions. He read them sincerely. And I want to help people. What is my purpose? I want to help my parents first. Then I want to do something better, make this place better. And I asked him, will you read this book? Yes, today I'll read this book. People are so ready and so ripe. And you know, we read in scriptures that in Jagannath Puri, even the birds enter in the Tirtha and they take a spiritual form, four-armed form, and they go back to Godhead. But here, Prabhupada came in the dream and a person grabbed the book and he went back in his spiritual form. We can so much relate to this, this dream, this reality, not dream, reality. And I was just mesmerized by that. We are so lucky to have such a spiritual master to follow. And any of his disciples who follow in his path, we are so lucky to follow them. I'd like to take a couple of reflections and then I have one more story to add. Anybody, any comments, any? Yes, Ragatmika Prabhu. Thank you for being here and also pray for Ragatmika Prabhu's good health and her long, long presence so we can benefit.
The story about Radhakund and Srila Prabhupada, doesn't it end with, what does Prabhupada say at the end?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Significant, I think.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah, because she had given up book distribution.
Yes. How long will you stand here? She was just standing. She was mesmerized. She got goosebumps. She was shaking. How long will you stand there? When will you start helping me distribute books? Fool, how can you not realize that distributing my books is the very heart of Radhakund? This is what the heart of Srimati Radharani lives for. If you really want to receive Srimati Radharani's mercy, distribute my books until your last breath. I woke up in all tears. I didn't go to Radhakund again. I didn't chant that mantra again. I just decided that for the rest of my life, until my last breath, I will distribute Srila Prabhupada's books.
Haribo. Haribo. Yes, dear.
Thank you. I don't know how many of you know Radhakund. She's an American body. She was married to Yashomati Nandana Prabhu. And from the time I know her, I mean, she has what, 7 children. She was always busy, good mother, good wife. She always distributed Prabhupada's book. She learned Hindi and Brijbasi just to distribute books. Mm. So I remember I was distributing books with her when I was living in India. And I said, nobody's taking these books. And she said, you gotta learn a few Hindi phrases. And so she learned it. She was speaking, I don't know, we were there for a few years. She was speaking fluent Hindi, distributing the books. And as soon as the morning program was over, she was out there distributing every single day without fail. And wherever she went, she took some time and she went to Jagannath Puri because she said, I need to read these books myself. And she said, I couldn't stay and read them. I had to be out distributing the books. So she was reading and distributing, but she said, you know, I need to read these books too. And she told me, she said, my time in Jagannath Puri was so special because you can distribute these books any place, you know. And I know she was, you know, she was always speaking Hindi, you know, even a few words and the people will take the books. Amazing, amazing devotee. She's been distributing all these years and I haven't been in Vrindavan for a while, but I'm sure she's still there. She's there greeting the people as soon as she come in there. And one will be walking, say, wait, 1 second while she's talking to the other one. She's an amazing book distributor, amazing, amazing person.
Yes, she was very, I was very impressed when I met her only once in Vrindavan, but I was so impressed. Mm. That impression is lifelong impression. Very pure devotee, thank you.
And you know, because she's white-skinned, she's an American, when people see her, they walk by and they'll come to me because, you know, I look more Indian. And when she starts speaking Hindi to them, she go, oh, you know, they'll go back to it. It was an amazing experience for me. But she always was just reading books.
Thank you, Guru Prasad. Yeah. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, Devanga Prabhu. And also welcome Rhonda. She's here. She has moved here from Kentucky. She works on a farm. Very sweet person. New to community. Yes.
Hare Krishna, nice class. Yeah, I was lucky enough to meet her a year ago, and she sits at Prabhupada's feet at the Samadhi with a big box of books, and she just sits there for hours. And I'd gone by and I'd seen her, and I didn't know her. So I just went over and I sat down and I said, Hare Bo Prabhu, what's going on? And she told me that she said, I've dedicated myself to book distribution for years, and I just do this every single day. And I watched her and I saw the people coming and buying. What a great spot. Just sit at Prabhupada's feet and there's thousands of people going by and they're all buying books from her. She's so nice, so humble, so sweet, such a spiritual person. I was so happy to meet her. Wow. And I also have just a few days ago I met this man. He came up to me and he said, I've been watching you and you seem happy and you're excited about what you're doing. What are you doing? So I gave him a book, and we started talking about it, and he told me, he looked at me and he said, you know, I have 3 months to live. He said they tried everything, you know, he's got cancer, and they tried the chemo, and he said, nothing's worked. And I said, well, you don't seem too worried about it. And he said, what am I going to do? I'm going to be dead in 3 months. So he's holding the book, and I go, well, you got 3 months to study, catch up, get it together, you know. But I just felt like how important it was for me to be there for this guy to get the book. And, it's like you said, it's magical because it is. It's mystical. And every jiva has, you know, the right to have Krishna, but they're lost and they don't have a clue. They're just wandering around out there lost. So that's why it's so important to share this, you know. Like Vaishnava says, chant Hare Krishna. Share it with others. Simple. Chant Hare Krishna. Share it with others.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sharing is caring. Yeah. Thank you. There are so many book distributors here. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you, Prabhu, for coming. And then I have one more story. We just read about Sangam going to holy places. And in this regard, we have still a lot of time. So, I'd like to read. How many people know about Kumbh Mela? Kumbh Mela this year, you know? Thank you, Santosh, Prakash Ji, Parik Ji. About 500 million people went there. 500, right? But the best way to go to Kumbh Mela, we hear from this Ramanandi. One time, Prabhupada was sitting at the Kumbh Mela. He went to two Kumbh Melas, although he was very sick. In Ekadashi, he said, lotus pods fried in ghee are very good on Ekadashi. And a disciple was about to run, and this Ramanandi came. He brought lotus pods fried in ghee to Prabhupada. And he said, how are you? They exchanged. And then he said, I worship Gaur Nithai deities at my home, although he's a Ramanandi. Okay, good. And Prabhupada asked, you haven't taken bath in the confluence, the Sangam? And he said, Swamiji, I have come to take bath in the Sangam. And he put a plate under Prabhupada's feet. And he bathed Prabhupada's feet in the Sangam water, you know, from his pot while he chanted mantras. Prabhupada looked at him smiling. And during that time, December 1976, it was rare to get Prabhupada's Charanamrita, and all of us desired it. This Ramanandi sprinkled that water on his head, drank some, and then sprinkled some on all of us. He said to Prabhupada, your feet are the actual Sangam. What will we get in bathing that Sangam? Your feet will purify the Ganges. And since you are not going to the Ganges, I brought that Ganga here. I'll mix some of this Charanamrita in the Ganga. Thanks, Rhonda. Prabhupada smiled and said, Give me your son, I will make him Acharya. But he didn't, you know. There was a back and forth, back and forth. Swamiji, he's learning Sanskrit grammar. What is this Vyakaran Prabhupada is saying? No, what grammar? We don't need grammar. Give him to me. I'll make him an Acharya. No, Swamiji, everything mine is yours, but he's too small. He will give you only trouble. In few years, I'll bring him to you, you know. And Prabhupada rubbed boy's head, okay? Now, after a few years, again at Kumbh Mela, again the same devotee who saw this, witnessed this, wrote about this, a young sannyasi came and said, do you remember me? And he said, no. He said, remember that darshan? And you carried me on your back. And he said, my father's last desire was that I go to Shankaracharya and learn his teachings to defend our philosophy. He said, those 4 years were the most miserable years of my life. You know? And then I came back, and then he reunited Ramanandis. There was a big division in all this big Ramanandi Sampradaya. And he goes, how did you reunite them? He said, I said, neither in the past nor in the future will there be an Acharya equal to the Acharya of the Hare Krishna movement. And if I say that, I won't be committing an offense to the founder of my line, Ramananda. Because in his commentary, Ramananda himself predicted that Vishnu worship would spread around the world and then the whole world would take to it. And then he said, he finished 4 shlokas glorifying Prabhupada. And then he ended with the glorification of Lord Jagannath. And then he said, Prabhupada spoke about me becoming an Acharya. My father never brought me to the Hare Krishna movement. But I am reuniting them because I say, we don't have to fulfill that prediction because it has already been fulfilled by these people, followers of Prabhupada. We simply have to join and preach with them. So this is a huge sampradaya. This young boy is the Acharya of the big sampradaya, and all he's saying is that, join the Hare Krishnas. And I was so happy to read that. And the real bathing, real sacred dip in the waters of holy rivers is at the lotus feet of Prabhupada, you know, his lotus feet water, Charnamrita. So chant, let's chant and be happy, and Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you for being here. Any comments online? Anything else? Anybody else would like to add? Correct? Take away? Yes, Guru Prasad Prabhu.
Since we're talking about Prabhupada, in the early days of book distribution, I was in the airport, and Kennedy Airport, and the big Krishna book had come out, and Prabhupada's picture was at the back of it. So I had the books in my hand, and I was distributing books at the airport. So, you know, we had certain spots we had to be at, and certain spots we're not allowed to be. So the spot I was staying in, it was empty. So this flight came in, so I thought, oh good, I'll go meet some people there and give the books. So as soon as I went over there, a man came out from the plane from Europe, and he started, you know, as soon as he saw me, he go, oh, and I thought, oh God, I know I wasn't supposed to be here. So I thought, for sure I'll get caught. So I started walking, and he was running behind me, and I kept saying, I said, you know, and I was upstairs, so I was going down the stairs, and he was following me so close, trying to grab me. And in my mind, I was thinking, come on, demon, leave me alone, you know, I'm just trying to distribute these books. But he was following me so closely, and finally we went downstairs. And I said, sir, what is it you want? Look, I said, you want to report me? And my mind was just not purified. And he said, no. And he kept pointing to the book. And I said, and I turned the book over, and there was a picture of Prabhupada. And I said, you want this book? Here, you can have it. He said, no. I was sick. I was sick, very, very sick. And he was shaking like anything. And he had an accent, so I couldn't get everything he was saying. And he said, I was sick, and this man came in my dream. He was telling me to meet the Hare Krishnas and save me. Oh, my God. I was like, whoa. I didn't know what to say. And I said, yeah, you can have the book. He said, where can I meet him? Where can I meet him? And I said, he has passed away. He's no longer. He said, oh. And he said, he has saved me. And he told me, this is the only way I can be free from this suffering. I can't remember every word he said. And he said, please, how can I meet him? And I told him we had centers in different parts of the world. Where are you from? And, and we had the listing. But that has made such an impression that people we think that haven't met Prabhupada or know Prabhupada, sometimes we think we're the only devotees in the temple, And I thought, oh, my God, here's Prabhupada, delivering somebody. And he was so grateful that he met me and he got the books and, and stuff. But Prabhupada is preaching way beyond our conception, He's preaching all over the world. We just have to be his instrument.
Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And, the book distribution is so much fun. It just means you hit the pavement with a book and then let the magic happen. Even if your children are baking couple of cookies and sending it for book distribution, that is part of book distribution. If you're just counting the books, that is part of that seva. It's so fun and it's so all-inclusive. Avish Maharaj Prabhu would speak. He has distributed thousands of books and Govinda Prabhu. And thank you so much for again being here. And thank you, Shesha Prabhu. You show us how to really do the pilgrimage of life and go with the determination. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, Karnapur Prabhu, for your service. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya.